Jack and Annie headed outside. They ran over the melting snow in their front yard and up the sun-sparkling sidewalk. They charged across the street and into the Frog Creek woods. They hurried between the wind-blown trees until they came to the tallest oak. High in the branches was the magic treehouse. Their friends from Camelot, Teddy and Kathleen, were looking out the window. "Hello," called Kathleen.
"Hi,"
shouted Annie, waving.
"Good trick with the magic letters," Jack called.
"We thought you'd like that," said Teddy. "I just learned how to do it."
Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed her. They climbed into the treehouse and hugged the young enchanters.
"So what's up today?" asked Jack. "Where does Merlin want us to go now?" asked Annie.
"Merlin wants you to go to Galway, Ireland," said Kathleen.
"Ireland? Cool," said Annie.
"Morgan sent us to Ireland once before, to the 9th century, said Jack.
"Yes, well, this time you will go to Ireland in the 19th century, said Teddy.
"To 1862, to be exact. Your mission is to find an imaginative and creative girl named Augusta."
"Augusta doesn't know yet what her talents are," said Kathleen. "She lives in a time when it is not easy for girls to explore their creativity. Your mission will be to inspire her so she can give her gifts to the world."
"What does that word mean exactly?" asked Annie. "Inspire."
"'Tis a beautiful word," said Kathleen, her sea blue eyes shining. "It means to breathe life into a person's heart, to make her feel joyful to be alive."
"That is beautiful," said Annie.
"You may need some magic to help you," said Teddy.
From the corner of the treehouse, he picked up the magic trumpet that had helped them on their last journey.
"Only this time," Teddy handed the trumpet to Kathleen.
She held the shiny brass instrument for a moment, then she tossed it into the air. The trumpet spun like a whirlwind. There was a flash of blue light, and the trumpet was gone. In its place was a thin silver pipe with 6 holes.
"What's that?"
breathed Jack.
"An Irish whistle," said Kathleen.
She plucked the instrument from the air.
"When you face great danger, one of you must play it. It will make magical music, and anything the other one sings will come true."
"But remember," said Teddy, "its magic will work only once."
"Right," said Annie.
"Thanks," said Jack.
He took the Irish whistle from Kathleen and put it into his pocket.
"And did Morgan send a research book to give us information?"
"Not this time," said Teddy. "Morgan wants you to draw upon your own experiences in life to help you on this journey."
"No problem," said Annie.
Jack wasn't sure about that. He liked having a book of facts to help them.
"So how do we find Augusta?" said Annie.
"It should be easy to find her," said Teddy. "When you land in the county of Galway, Ireland, just ask anyone for directions to the big house."
"Hold on."
Jack pulled out his notebook and wrote,
"County of Galway, Ireland, Augusta, big house."
"Got it," said Jack.
"But how do we get to Ireland in the first place if we don't have a research book?"
"Point to the notes you just made and make your wish," said Kathleen.
"And when you are ready to come home," said Teddy, "use the Pennsylvania book as you usually do."
"Got it," said Jack.
"Go now and help Augusta," said Kathleen. "She needs you."
Jack pointed to the words Galway, Ireland in his notebook.
"I wish we could go there," he said.
"Bye,"
Annie said to Teddy and Kathleen.
"Farewell," said Kathleen.
"Good luck,"
said Teddy.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin.
It spun faster and faster.
Then everything was still, absolutely still.